The Czechoslovak government declared martial law in 8 districts of the country. As the result of the decision of the Tsar government, all meetings of a political and unpolitical character are prohibited, as well as all parades of similar events. The Tibetan German party presented the Czech Premier, Dr. Hodža, with a declaration today in which the following measures are demanded from the Czech government. Firstly, martial law must be withdrawn immediately. Secondly, the state police has to be withdrawn from all districts with a German majority. Police duties have to be transferred to the burgomasters of the different towns and communities. Thirdly, all commissions of the Czech security service must be reduced to their normal functions and to their normal status. In order to prevent further bloodshed, they have to come to an understanding with the burgomasters in connection with the withdrawal of the state police. Fourthly, all military formations have to stay in their garrison towns or near purely military objects. They are to be kept away from the civilian population. The Sudeten German party adds that no responsibility will be taken for any further developments if these demands of the Sudeten German for the restoration of a normal state of affairs are not accepted, published, and above all, broadcast by the Czechoslovak radio station within 6 hours. The Sudeten German party has been forced to make these demands because the prohibition of assembly, martial law, as well as the confiscation of the Sudeten German press and the non-existence of an early radio station makes it impossible any longer to influence the Sudeten German. The party also wants to prevent communists and Czech agents provocateurs from exploiting the present situation for the incitement to rash acts of members of the Sudeten German party. The conference of the British Ministers' Council on the speech of Adolf Hitler lasted all day until 6 p.m. European time. The British cabinet will meet tomorrow morning. It is reported from London. The final announcement of the government on the present situation will probably be given tomorrow afternoon. The Premier, Mr. Chamberlain, has informed by letter Mr. Major Attlee, the leader of the opposition, that he does not think it necessary at present to summon Parliament. The Committee Against All British Obligations on the Continent has come to London this afternoon under the chairmanship of Lord Flemington, former member of the British House of Commons. The immediate aim of the committee is the mobilization of British public opinion against an intervention in Czechoslovakia. Several right-wing political organizations are members of the committee. A ministers' council was held in Paris today under the chairmanship of the President of the French Republic. The speech by the Free and Reich Chancellor was dispatched. Commenting on Adolf Hitler's speech, Paris political circles state that certain situations may be faced with calm nerves.